We're fixing to have to stick Bobby on you on that one.
No, I know. I remember hearing that specifically, and then when I was talking out loud, I remember like, no. Okay, well, thank you for that.
Yeah, because if we belay it, it becomes that we're being cheeky. But if Bob shuts it down, that'll be fun, and then you can read about it on his Facebook page the next day. Our Miss Brooks.
Thank you for that. Okay, now next.
You're starting to clean it up. You're starting to clean it up, Beanie. You're starting to. You hadn't even offended Maggie yet. What's wrong with you? It must be an early night.
Well, I'm not finished.
Good boy. Attaboy. Attaboy.
I'm not finished.
Good.
I'm not
okay,
finished.
Good. That's good. We feel better then.
Okay. Hey, Ion, okay, this is... I'm not going to ask my question yet, but it's really hard to get up, wake up, what you call wake up in the morning. And I got to think, and I've been thinking about this for like a month. And then got to looking at my notes and found a lot of information that you gave me or outlined, started giving in 2020 and 2021 about theta waves. And then... On December 16th, 2021, from Bob's private session, he said that Bob lives more in his cat naps and that the dreamland is real. There is no dream. And you wake up after living. You're in a condition of a dream state. So my question is, are the non-bouncing theta waves the cause of this change in dreaming?
Yes. And also, look how clever it was the way you said that. It's exactly right on point. You said theta waves. And it also, if somebody listened close, Linda with an R said, did he say fade away? Fade away is like when you can't get up in the morning and you like fade it out. That's another reference of the theta wave is the representation of the feeling of fade away, meaning that you have no energy, you're listless. You are all but listless. Mm-hmm. That's another example of it. So, good job. Good to be Bert today.
Yeah, today. We'll see you in 2 weeks. But so that's what it is. Because I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it's just like, it's hard to get up. But then you make the first move and you can go. But at first, it's really, so that's the theta waves.
That, and you hadn't been home, you've been. You sleep all day and cat all night, except you're not sleeping either one, so no wonder you can't get up.
Hey, and okay, like I said, I'm in my mind's eye, in my head, I'm developing questions to talk about the meat sack, but right now I'm not prepared, but there's a lot going on with my meat sack right now that I'm not really prepared to formulate formal questions or to talk about it, but it's quite an experience. To sleep.
Oh, Lord. And everybody's just railing in the vibrato that now you're waiting to be able to talk about your body. That's so great.
No, I mean, it's not directly the body. It's just,
What difference is it? There's no difference, and that's good. No, we're saying you're arriving. Because now all of a sudden, you are happy to have that discussion. The last thing you want to talk about in the good old days was that. And then, of course, we picked that up and we run with that like a bad habit. We
made sure that was all
we talked about. And then we made enough references that all of a sudden, the stuff that we said, you said, well, I don't got to worry about that because there's no goddamn way that could happen. The next thing you know, it's happened. And you're kind of like going, what the fuck? What the fuck? It was one of those. What the fuck moment? A what the fuck moment? And then they start becoming systemic. And then it kind of builds and builds, and then you start getting better at it. Okay? Because nobody told you that you had to do the OA movement. We said it would be a real good idea to engage it. If you're interested in coming back home. Right?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Yes.
And you said, okay. You said, okie dokie, I better get on this here. And then, though, Well, you were a little leaner in those days, but you got right on it and got it almost together, and then you went to helping everybody else, which is honorable. They really do appreciate it. I mean, they love you and then they hate you very often. We don't understand that, but that's with Bob. That's with everybody. Ain't no big deal. So right. The good news is that it was very helpful for people to be able to engage it. It's also helped other individuals because sometimes this is the only exercise some of those folks get, which is a plus.
Yeah, I have to. I mean, it's been pretty tight for me for the last month. That sometimes that's all that I can do.
Right. That's good.
Okay, that's good. That's okay. We touched on it a bit. Like I said, I'm not prepared to go fully into that, but I appreciate that because sometimes that's all I could do. I mean, literally, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the weird food cravings. You're craving food now you never craved in your whole life. It's crazy.
Hey, but that's another strange part. The food thing is changing. Again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Mm-hmm. I mean, some things are okay. But anyway, next question.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
Oh, I've been doing that. That is what's really... I mean, the tomato juice is really like, that is really good in the morning. Man, that is cold. My body really must need that because it's really, I mean, that's something like, hey, and I'm stocked up on it. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And you may find you some of that spicy V8 juice. That's really good, too. Get a little bite.
Mm. Can you juice up what I have with some Tabasco, or you just get the spicy?
No, you can juice it up, but here's how you do it. You do it something different. You got to get some. Well, there's two different levels that you're going to go. If you're juicing it, man, and making a V8 that way, then what happens is that you want to add just a dot, like a little bit to a quart. How much are you juicing at a time? A quart or a half gallon or what are you doing?
No, I'm not making my own tomato juice. That'll be the next stage. I buy it. Like a half of a liter. I have a half a liter carton, and I can knock off one.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's easy. Do it by the glassful. Pour a glassful at first, or whatever you drink, and then, like, say if it's an 8-ounce glass at a time, then you do a tiny little teaspoon of horseradish.
Okay.
Like an eighth of a, you know, don't measure fuck an eighth of a thing. Just take a teaspoon and get the end of the thing, and that's it. Throw that in there. Then you got to add a little bit of lemon juice. Fresh squeezed is good, but just some lemon juice. We don't really care after that. You know, you're a long way from civilization out there in hell's country. And then you're going to add a little bit of, if you've got sambal, that'll give you a better flavor. But Tabasco's okay, but it's pretty salty. And it's just hot. It doesn't have a lot of flavor. Frank's hot sauce or any other, like pickled hot sauce, is a little better. Sambal is the best. And for an 8-ounce glass, you'd use sambal.
Sambal.
Chili garlic sauce. Sambal.
Okay.
It's a little thicker. And put about a half a teaspoon of that. And then put a little dash, just a dot. Then just take it on the top, dust it with some like celery seed. Unless you got celery salt, that's okay. But if you got that, whatever you got, don't go buy it. But if you got it, just a dot, and then stir that up real good. And then don't just pound it. You're better just pound it. Enjoy it. But take a drink. Take a sleep. Make the half gallon go be at least a drink or two.
Okay. No, thank you for that. Thank you. Man, I could taste that, what you just let out. Man, it's like slobbering now. Okay, Ion, I just heard this. I mean, I listened to the revelations. I lost count, but just in the last month, I heard you outline in key 3 with Bob.
You done went. You done went to Connytown now. You went to Connytown. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, key three. And what it was, when you were discussing key three with Bob, you said, now the breathing, because that's the living breath. You said, now in the breathing, that becomes very key because you don't do all the 144,000 immediately.
Right.
So my question is, are there stages of breathing to increase the double helix strands?
Yes. Do you know what a spirometer is?
Spirometer. Is that what you measure your breath?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Like, if you have, like, a surgery or some foolishness like that, if they give you a little pipe to puff, and you have to blow, but you don't, like, push hard. You have to have a steady breath. Keep the bubble between the certain range that increases the volume of air coming out of your system. Because, see, you never, ever, ever inhale. You only exhale. That's why they measure it that way. Because then the volume is increased so that you can exhale, and then inhaling is what comes after. That's how you start. Because this is easy. It's not which came first, the chicken or the egg. No. When you was a little bitty baby, you did not breathe in. The first thing you did was breathe out. When you cried and they slapped your ass, and you cried out. You didn't breathe in, you breathed out. And that's how it starts. That's why they slap you. They slap you. Get you going. So you can start the exhalation process. And that's what life is. It's a great set of series of exhalations.
So
the spirometer would be a way to gauge how you're doing of your oxygenation capacity, not level, capacity. Because you can take a pulse oximeter and see how much oxygen you're working with, but that machine blowing will build your tolerance up so that your lungs can have a more forceful, just like the same way you do your downward facing dog, is to stretch you out.
Yeah. So it's the exhaling.
When you get limber, you're gonna have to do the plow again. That'll be fun.
Yeah, this must be a hint for me to try to go back and do that. But I'll tell you, that's probably hard to do with the 12 pack there, brother, or keg. Yeah, my 12 pack is almost like a keg.
No. call it the Federal Reserve. It's the Federal Reserve. That'd be good. Federal Reserve.
Ryan, this exhalation. So is the exhalation a way to increase the double helix strands? That's what you're saying?
That's what you're building up to. That was your, go back to your original question. That
are
was
the
question.
Stages of breathing.
Correct.
Okay, but you said oxygenation, and eventually we're going to be exhaling hydrogen, so there's something else.
And that's why it'd be a real good idea to increase the volume of your lungs. So when you get rid of the molecular weight of oxygen is what?
The molecular weight, 15.994.
Okay, remember that. And what's it going to be replaced with? Carbon dioxide or hydrogen?
I just saw that this week. Your words are saying that we're going to be exhaling hydrogen.
Correct. And so what's the atomic number of hydrogen? That's easy. No, the atomic weight.
Weight.
Should be the same.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, so how?
Check it.
Ooh.
Check it.
Molar mass.
No. So,
is the molar mass the same as the weight?
It'll work. Yeah.
2.01588. that accurate?
So y'all lazy bitches were drowned in your own spit. You didn't build your lungs up before ascension.
Oh, I want to ascend. I want to ascend. I'm almost ascended. I need to be ascended right now. I'm going to ascend. I'm gonna believe that I'm ascended, and then I'm going to be ascended. That's going to be good.
You're going to drown in your own spit. You're going to fill that body up.
Y'all did not want the Damascus goddamn road. That's what the Damascus road feels like. First thing that happened to Saul before he became Paul is he went blind. God damn it. And then his body was burnt, stricken, as it were. You count the pain and the suffering in the body is all but good. He was glad he made it, but it was not pleasant. It was not a gingerly stroll down the Emmaus road with the Christ. So y'all do whatever the fuck you want to do. It don't matter to us. A one leg's twiddle. But this is the step process. That's why the completement formulas were created for someone's benefit. We didn't say who, just said benefit.
Okay, Ion.
That help or hurt?
Well, it helped, but then it hurt due to the fact that the tech body is jumping on me. Ha ha ha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the molecular weight of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the number molar mass. That's not what we want. But let me see. Convert the units. Atomic mass. Ion, is molar mass the same as atomic weight? No. Is it?
No. Look it up. You got to do.
That's what I am.
You
got a
tech body.
Yeah, well, okay. Damn.
But just say, what's the atomic weight of oxygen? And then let that go. The atomic weight and the atomic number should be the same.
Okay. Okay, and then this says 15.994, which is what I said. Okay, now hydrogen.
Yep.
Body 101 that I'm fucking had to be we're fucked. Okay, the atomic weight of hydrogen is 1.00794.
Correct.
That's less.
So you have no right, but you have no girth to get that out. You have no power to move the lighter air.
Shit, boy, I walk right in. That's what I was feeling this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was feeling this week.
And now you want to have some fun with it. So everybody that's suffering from Munchausen syndrome, get you a spirometer, and you can blow the puff to pipe. You can puff the pipe and see how much you can't keep that in the middle. You can blow the top off of it. You can suck the guts out of it, but you got to keep it consistently in the middle. That's challenging to do.
Yes, I remember doing that years ago, and it was like, what the fuck? And you think you're a big, strong buck and can do that, and it's hard. So I walk right into this. That's what I was feeling this week, Ion. I mean, just minimum manual labor was such a fucking challenge this week. That's the conversion of lack of oxygen and increased hydrogen. That's what that is? Was?
Right. Correct, in the build-up of your... Now, this is the man, y'all, that takes the thresholds up and the door frames to wipe underneath the thresholds of the door.
So he goes through all this,
and now he's at minimal physical activity, and I'm panting like a whore in church. It's kind of like, yeah, no, it's that shifting change, that's all.
Mm.
Shifting change.
Boy, that's perfect, because I was like, what? I mean, it was okay,
to quote,
now I know.
To quote Dylan, times, they are a-changing.
Yes. Another perfect answer. Thank you, Ion. Okay, next question, and it's it's fun to go back and look at my notes in the archive, because it's like, there's like a lot of questions that I didn't really, because I was new to the engagement, I really didn't know how to follow up, but now, here we are. Okay, Ion, January 30th, 2016, I couldn't find the ground or where I got this from, but I was engaging you because I heard somewhere in the archive, and I couldn't find where I got that from, but the triad of lysine, lipids, and the limbic system have a function of ground. So my question, because there's a lot of interesting information that you've given out in the last few months about the limbic system, so my question is, does the limbic system have a function in the lymph fractal system?
Certainly.
Ooh, boy, that's something to go back and listen, look and see what you laid out in the limbic system and the fractal system. Okay. Okay.
When you look out and you see the budding of the rose of Sharon, that's how you know it's nigh.
When I see the budding of the rose of Sharon.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about like rose bushes in my garden, or rose bush some other?
What is the rose of Sharon?
Okay, rose of Sharon. It's a bush.
Mm-hmm. Dew.
Hey, I just saw some of those somewhere, just recently.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yep.
Okay. When you see those, you just said that when you see the blooming of the rose of Sharon, you know time is nigh. That's what you said?
Mm-hmm. Duke. This week he's going to see the Duke of Earl. I guess it's the Earl of Duke. I think it's the Earl of Duke in NYC.
Are you referring to Bob?
Who refers to Bob? No, Bob doesn't even refer to Bob. You can't. Bob is not that narcissistic. He's not that bad. He's pretty bad, but he's not that bad.
But you said he is going to see the Duke of Earl. You talking about me?
No. If we're talking about it, if we're not talking about Bob, he's probably talking about J.W.
Oh, so yeah, J.W. is going to see
J.W., the Duke of Earl.
Duke of Earl.
Okay, so Ion, the blooming of the rose of Sharon, you said time is nigh. Is that something connected to the new environment? I guess everything is.
The new environment to come, yeah. But see, there's breaches, there's speed bumps in the superhighway of life. There's speed bumps so that you don't get ahead of yourself. I mean, y'all can have living water today, but some of it'll kill you. It'll kill you dead as a stack of fucking hammers. You can't take it. The environment's got to catch up so that you can engage. It's too much presently. But it's catching up. That's the good news is, and it's catching up fast enough for its height. May not be when you want it, but it'll be right on time.
Yeah, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Right on time. That's right on timing.
We said in time, not on time. In time.
In time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like E N D. End. E N D.
End of. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Okay, Ion, next question. Another one. This is like probably my first intense engagement with you. It was March 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard something, and ask you a question about is the key of David technology. And what's brought this up, you were talking about the Bob is a representation of King David. So that made me come to this question. And I asked you if it's the key of David technology, and you said you may. And I was like, okay. And I didn't follow up on it. But then the next week I asked you about it. And then you said some interesting things. You said that the key of David is more of a Playfair cipher. The key is more the unlocking of chromosome 14. The key is bringing you back.
See, you didn't know what the keys and heirs were then. You see.
So the key of David is a reference to the keys and heirs.
A reference to it, yep. Outcomes, it's outcomes.
Damn. Really?
We were teasing you on that one. Sorry, we gave it to you though, but what do you call it when you? Oh, where is G? G would know what that is.
Condescending. You were condescending.
We were spoofed. We were spoofing.
You were condescending. Condescending.
Is that like descending?
Condescending. No.
Yeah. I would agree with Bob because when I asked you if it was a technology, I said you may, and you said and come on and okay. Yeah. Okay.
He was saying stuff that you'd have no clue to.
Yes.
That's the problem with them hypertards is they have so far to fall.
Okay, Ian, are you saying that you're condescending to me now or back then? Just clear the air.
We didn't say. We didn't. We'll know in the archives, won't we?
Yeah. Okay.
No. Okay, we'll know after the impending doom, we'll be able to go back and look at Linder with an R's composition notebooks, and the tale will be set in a stricken mystery and intrigue of ascension in Bertrand Land.
Okay. But anyway, the question involves, it's the key of David, and you said that it unlocks chromosome 14, so... You told me that, you say, just regarding the key of David, you told me the key unlocks chromosome 14. And then in January 2015, you told Susanna that living carbon is the keyhole that opens chromosome 14. And later the keyhole that opens chromosome 14. And then later, in that same engagement, you told Brian Johnson that the lotus flower is the key. So is the key of David the lotus flower?
That's what we said. We miss Brian Johnson. Let's go bring him back. He was always fun.
Yeah.
I'm the key of David, Bert.
Bob is the key
of
David.
Yes, Bob's the skeleton key that won't get up.
So...
I ain't showing up.
Okay. That's clear. I'm going to my next question.
Hey, Bert. We may not... I think... you got many more questions?
Hell no. No. You're not going to drag us around here going through the mud and listen to everybody bittering, crying, bitching, moaning, sighing, fucking up, shit, chat. So, no, hell no. You finally get some goodies. Oh, no, time management's going to be your aim tonight, Mr. Big Stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We got to do the private session, Bert. Got to do the private session.
How many minutes did you got? Hey, what you gave? 12? What is it, 12 minutes this week?
No, it's 2 fucking hours and 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
What? They weren't that many hours worth of words, man. He's adding shit on that. Y'all don't believe it. Y'all don't believe that crap. But it don't matter. Everybody,
How many questions you got left? Two, Bob. They'll be feuding, fighting, and fucking before that's over with, so it's all right. Let's go. A lot of talk there.
Okay, Iron. Iron, the heart shape. Heart shape. I heard you tell Gene on September 17, 2016, that carbon makes the heart. So my question is the carbon heart shape a part of your statement of the heart of the matter is matter of the heart?
Always.
Bam. Okay.
What was that question? What was that?
Erasing time, boss.
Yeah, what did you say?
Carbon, Ion told Gene in September 17, 2016, Bob, that carbon makes the hearts, the carbon bond. And I asked Ion if the carbon heart shape is part of their statement of heart of the matter and martyr is the matter of the heart, and Ion said yes, always.
Carbon is the heart shape?
Yes.
Yeah, but now okay, listen, your message, you're fucking up. When we say always... Okay? When we say always, we mean in all ways, not A-L-W-A-Y-S. It's A-L-L-L space W-A-Y-S.
Okay, always. All right.
Last question, Bert.
Last question. I just heard this 2 days ago. Okay, with... Since we're in the post-Guff period, do angels still engage people that transition?
They have to.
So do they deposit them into their...
You don't know what that means, so let's just say no, because you don't know what that means. Now, if you did a syllabus on this, that answer would change. But you didn't, so it's not going to right now.
Okay, I'll come back. I'll you know, come back on that, develop that. Okay? That's it, Bob. Thanks.
Okay, fantastic. Right. Thanks a lot, Bert. Thanks for holding up, keeping it going. And do you need one song,
Ion? You're playing a private session. Why would we need a song?
Okay. Here we go. I'll make sure everybody's muted.
Not us. We'll mute ourselves because we got to wake your ass up when this is over.
Nah. Yeah, I'm muting you. You can unmute yourself if you need to. Okay, that's... am I supposed to mute this one?
And the next quick question, is there snake venom in the COVID jab?
Yes.
Okay. That's enough.
But there's snake venom in a lot of stuff. No, you know what I mean? Okay. We're not making that. That's not the end-all, be-all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but there's many things in that jab for Pete's sake. You know, HIV, so the HIV people go there, snake venom, okay, there's that, there's mercury, aluminum, and chips, and dibs, and dabs, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
so
little
that's
baby,
fine.
And little baby parts.
Little baby parts. Yeah.
And the poor skins of little girls that didn't make
that's
it.
That's right. To put on your face as a cosmetic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now,
what is snake venom a problem or that's good?
No, it's not either. It just is. Everybody's saying it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
Well,
and we go, okay, it may be.
Can cause thinning blood and some of it can cause blood clots. So, I mean, it's just a crazy thing.
Coagulant. sometimes makes you bleed out, depending on what kind it is. But that's okay. Don't worry about the jab. They go to the dermatologist and get botulism, Botox shot in their damn head. So
yeah.
That's a good idea. So it's like a kidney. Let's take a little Black Death to help my headache and cure
my
ankle.
Okay, next question. Yep. So what came first? I guess I'm back to Adam and Eve. Losing the amino acids, did that come first, or becoming a little man and the amino acids no longer functioned?
No. No. The amino acids were in the Garden of Eden, and they had full use of them, and they were perfect. They were created in the image of God. They were eternal. They would live forever. When they took a, they got smart. When they got smart, they were too smart, too clever by half. So God said, fuck you now. You've made it hard. So you're out.
Yeah.
The amino acids were not allowed outside of the Garden of Eden. Welcome to East of Eden, Dr. Dean.
And the amino acids weren't allowed.
Listen, go back to Genesis. God said, you are allowed to eat of all of the benefits, all of the fruits and all the vegetables, all the peanuts, all the chocolate. You can know you can get everything except for them two trees. Don't fuck with them two trees now. Don't fuck with them. Now, of course, that's taboo. Don't eat anything. No, I don't want anything but those two trees.
So was God testing them? Were they testing themselves God?
No. This was the process. This was the process. This is to settle the battle in heaven. The only reason you have these little men at all, you have no use. That's why we don't have any use, any warrant for them. We don't care about humans. Why don't we even care about humans? They're ridiculous. They're like little ants that dig up the soil. That's what they are. They're like an ant bed. So you take one shovel and put on another ant bed and they kill each other. That's all they do. Mm-hmm. That's all they're good for. That's all they're good for nothing. Humans are worthless. Forget them. Don't have any regard for them. They're fleeting. That's good. Mm-hmm. So now the other side of that is that out of that remnant, you're going to hear these words now. We'll make this where you can get a hold of this. Out of that remnant, the leftover part, God's peculiar people who were not true part sons of Abraham, the true part sons of God. See? Mm-hmm. You're coming back full circle. So you become back to this position of being God. We know we never said how many people's going to become God.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to. We just want you to. The world stops for you to. Because if you become God, that's the only one you're worried about. And you can't, you'll miss it trying to make sure somebody else ascends. Right? But we would love it if everybody, we hold out for everybody. We see greatness in everyone. Everyone, even Duffy Doodle Doo.
So with this, it's a process to settle the battle in heaven.
That's where it settles. That battle, those angelic, those angels are tearing you apart. They would rip you asunder so you don't make this choice. They would destroy Bob in a second if they could find him. And so here's what's happening now. No, we got to do this. Just hold on 1 second. Take the notes because you're going to want them later.
So he saw. Do many people see? Have the capacity to are seeing what he's seeing? Many people on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. There's more people can see Dolores Cannon now than they ever did when she was alive.
They can see her.
Yeah.
You're saying they could understand her or they could see her.
Both. Both.
Right.
She was like
ridiculous. JW, is there three people on the planet seeing piles of dead bodies like JW sees?
No, there's more. There's way more. But if people talked about it, Bob, they'd be in the sane asylum. If people talked about what JW does, they'd be in the sane asylum. You can't do that. You don't do that.
Okay. Right. But there are people seeing it. Now, are they seeing bodies in Ukraine or North America from
everywhere.
Radiation?
Everywhere. That's why everybody's doing these other desensitizing drugs. That's why it takes fentanyl to get their dicks hard anymore, Bob. They got to have something that one grain will kill you. I want that one. That'll kill me. I want that one. They're trying to numb it. They're all feeling it. It's all a heightened thing. That's where, you know, are you familiar? Have you seen enough socialism media to know what a, quote, Karen is? You know what a Karen
yes.
is?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. okay. This hypersensitivity is what's causing Karens. People don't walk up, women don't walk, perimenopausal women don't walk up to doors in businesses and take rocks and bust them out or take their tongue and lick the outside of the door screaming at people. That's a heightened sense of, that never was. It's not like we had, oh yeah, we had them in the 60s, yeah, we had, no, you've never had that. Where people are just walking around like fractured zombies. And you don't talk to anybody because they could be after you. You don't do anything. Used to everybody was suing everybody. Now they're killing you. They don't sue you, they'll kill you. Damn.
Sue Bone, did you say? Sue?
We did not say sue. Sue people. Back they would take you to court. No one's going to court now. They'll just kill you. The old Wild Wild West.
Oh. Mm. Okay. All right. You mentioned that the people, I guess, on my Facebook page or on the other places I communicate or post, you said in passing, they're getting mad at Bob because Bob's being right so much. How are they expressing their anger?
Well, they have to bow to you, and they've always made fun of you. You have been the ass of their joke forever, and you took it like a man. You didn't say nothing. You just went on. Well, we just went on. And now all of a sudden, you got, let me tell you, you live a long time when you sit there and listen to Johnny Depp on the TV, on every station, even on live TikTok, talking about how he retreated to James Joyce and the works of Marshall McLuhan for face in his days growing up in Kentucky with his perfect British accent. And come from Kentucky, the hillbilly part of Kentucky. And he said he depended on the works of James Joyce and Marshall McLuhan to survive.
He said that.
Nobody in the world. And then Dana gets on there and says, who's Marshall McLuhan? I don't know Marshall McLuhan. What is Marshall McLuhan? Was he some cultist? Was he a cultist? Was he something that made him be this way and messed him up and got him on drugs, got him messed up? I don't know. And they had this conversation on the Bible about it. It's like, God, Lord Jesus, have mercy. So you come a long way. You come a long way, baby, Bobby.
Yeah, now, so wait a minute. Yeah, you said on Tuesday, I think it was, you went on about Johnny Depp, and he had a strange British accent, as if it wasn't him. He was taken over by something. Is that what you were trying to say?
Well, he's just an actor, because his mama was beating him and cursing him and hating
him. Yeah, we don't need
him.
Yeah.
But that's what made him become an actor. He became something else. He retreated into something else. And that's what he's doing.
He's retreated into something else.
Correct. But he's got enough money to live forever. Now he's suing his ex-wife because she ruined his career. Does he not have enough coin to live from now on? Well, I guess if you're drinking $50,000 bottles of wine, several of them a day, so yeah, I guess it could kind of run into the budget a little bit when you're trying to not make movies.
Yeah, but listen. Did he really read James Joyce and McLuhan, or is he channeling Bob?
No, he really did. He really did. Because that's the only place you can get a crime. He's a deep actor. He goes deep. When he's doing Pirates of the Caribbean, he goes deep into character.
Okay.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
So people say, well, Bob talks about James Joyce and Marshall McLuhan. It draws attention to me, what he's saying.
Yes.
Like, we're talking about...
You're the only person. James Joyce's family doesn't even talk about James Joyce, Bob. You're the last person in the world that's talking about James Joyce. Nobody's talking about Marshall McLuhan.
Nobody's talking about what I'm saying. And then this guy who can get a lot of media coverage, he starts quoting what is associated with me. And that's part of the lockdown Bob rule.
Right. Would not be surprised before the trial's over that he's thinking thoroughly of subscribing to the Church of the Subgenius. Wouldn't surprise us at all. And that'll be a clip you can put on your TikTok. Karen, we got to show Bob how to make TikToks. That'll be the end. He can do it. He's got to do it in 3 minutes. So now this babbling on and on and on. You got to say it, and then that's it. And then give them little kicks of the day. You have great followers on the TikTok.
If I went on TikTok, you're saying?
Yeah. You can show them your. Okay. You can't show them your pubes, but you can show them that. Get them in the gray shorts so they can see that your puffiness. That'd be nice. That's big business there. You can make money at that, Bob.
Mm-hmm. But my pubes would look puffy.
Yeah. People pay money to see it. Right. It's like people have foot fetishes. They could have pube fetishes. You can have an OnlyFans, and they'd pay you money. You could rival New Capstone, Bob, with your pubes. It'd be great.
I did what on New Capstone? Ride?
Rival. You can make more money on OnlyFans than Karen can make at New Capstone. It'd be fun.
All right. Okay. All right, got that. New topic. Is Morgan Pierce in trouble because he went against Trump in the interview?
No, he's fine. He's got a gig on Fox now. He's on Fox Nation. He did right. That was just cover to get him in. He had to get past the Sharon Osbourne conundrum. He didn't go against Trump. He walked out for Trump. He's fine.
Well, Trump left him. Left the interview.
Fine. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. Fine. That's fine. But he's still rolling. It's not about that. He just didn't agree with the way it was flowing. He didn't go after Trump. He was just asking questions. So you do that? Hell.
All right. So did Trump make a fool of himself? No.
He just knew he had the upper hand. And Pierce had been destroyed because of Trump. Remember?
Earlier. Yeah.
Right. Well, it ruined his world because of Sharon Osbourne. And Sharon Osbourne supported him because he walked out. And so Trump did the same thing to him that he did on his side. So now they're back to square, but he's not cross with them because now Pierce Morgan.
Now, who's not cross with who?
Trump's not cross with Pierce Morgan. Pierce Morgan is now going to have to do it on himself. They can't come back and say that, Pierce Morgan, the only reason you made it is because Trump backing you. Herschel Walker, the only reason you're going to be the senator is because Trump's on you. That's the only reason you went. So he made that space. So now Pierce Morgan on Fox makes it. It'll be because of the quality work of Pierce Morgan, not because of feeding off of Trumpisms.
Was that planned by Trump to create that effect before the interview?
Look, it's exactly what happened. It goes exactly with why Pierce Morgan walked off of his show in UK. The exact same thing happened to Trump, to Pierce Morgan, as Pierce Morgan did to the interviewer in the show in UK. And I look at it, if you watch the two segments, they're identical. Even the topics was the same.
Right. Well, I think he walked off because of the Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Something about them. Right. But what did he do with Sharon Osbourne? That's so symbolic.
No, Sharon Osbourne got thrown off of the talk because she supported her friend Pierce Morgan. And then cancel culture told her, says, well, you're old, dried up, bitch ass, and finna get off this TV. And so they fired her. Bam. Just like that. She's married to the Prince of Darkness. And they fired her. Not a good idea.
Okay. All right. It's always fun. Trump, nobody beats Trump. Trump keeps winning. He won this one, regardless of what the tech body says.
We're with this, but don't flip the script. We are looking after this, but he's not integral to this thing working. You are. We don't need him to make this go. We got to have you.
Okay.
If Carolyn lets you. Right. If Carolyn will only let you live.
Right. So, back to, the followers of Bob, they're mad at Bob because they make fun of him and now he's right or something. How are they expressing their anger?
Well, it's not anger. They're taken aback. They're taken aback. They're like, this is crazy. Okay. This man said some of the craziest stuff in the whole wide world, and the shit is happening now. He's like, what?
Well, I don't know what's happening now that I said.
Right.
That was
good.
Crazy.
Don't worry about
what kind of things.
Don't worry. Don't. Yeah. No. Oh no. Hell to the fuck no.
In other words,
engage in media. You can't engage in media to see what's going on. Don't depend on us to tell you, because then you'll go to Drudge. And Drudge won't have some expose on something of the life and times of J.R. Bob Dobbs. And you'll go, see, that didn't take place. That's not what... Yeah, no. You got to dig a little. You got to look at some Tiki Talks, Bob. Look at you some Tiki Talks. You'd be all
right. Right. But partly people are hallucinating, and their minds are a bit nutty. I wouldn't understand that what they see about me, I might, if I saw the content, it wouldn't make any sense to me, but that's the way they see it. They're hyper-subjective.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say, and that's what we're saying, what qualifications would you bring to this conversation to realize that they were nutty?
That they were what? Did you say lucky?
What? Nutty. You were talking about people being nutty. Nut, like a lunatic.
Oh, nut, yeah.
Suffering from lunacy, nuts. And we say, what qualifications do you bring to this conversation to decide if someone is nuts or not? That's our question.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we did that. I did
dark soul.
Have I walked into a stupid angel said,
well, you have to. Mary McLuhan thought so. Mary McLuhan thought so.
What
know.
Did she think? What? She thought that Bob walked into angels? She didn't know any of that scenario.
Yeah.
So what did she think?
No,
what
not
think?
About angels. No. You always seem to find yourself with all the nefarious people, all of the Bob Carrs, all of the David Worsters, all of, never Jerry Brown, never normal people, no, but all the esoteric diminished ones, the esoterically diminished ones. That's right.
Right. And she noticed that about me?
Yeah, because that's all she had was nothing. See, she was all the pimped up stuff. She couldn't be logical like Terry.
Yeah, you're saying that I found her, and she's one of these underground Worcester kind of people.
Well, and she would notice that you never went after quality. You always went after the esoteric, diminished ones.
Mm. Like her.
Which included her, which did include her, but she would never admit that. She would never admit that, of course.
But she knew Bob's different because he's hanging out in the wrong places, like her. Who else would have care about Mary? Yeah.
You're right. Well, I didn't even take her call. Well, you didn't when it was important, but every other time you might have if you thought about it.
Did she like me for being that way in relation to her, for acknowledging
her? No, she didn't, Bob. But she didn't have
anything
else. She
was suspicious of it. Yeah,
always, because you couldn't bring her anything, you couldn't do anything, you couldn't undo anything, you were just like, yeah, but yet you were always there, and you were always topically on point, which was stunning.
Yeah.
How could you be so plugged in and not have any juice, no drop cord? You're plugged in with no drop cord.
I get you. Okay, next point. Somebody brought up and asked, is there another currency on Alpha Centauri? I don't know if you answered that question.
Oh, and we're not now, because it doesn't matter.
Right. Why did Neptune's temperature change? I guess that means the sea god or the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Neptune's temperature change? P-A-T-2.
P-A-T-2. It's in the water.
Ooh, that's
in the water.
That's in the water. And so somebody registered that Neptune's temperature changes?
That's moo. Yeah, of course. That's moo. That's the moon. That's why China completely shut down. They're starving them to death. And saying, stop worrying about your frivolous living. Food is overrated. Why do you think you need food? Stay in your house. If you open the door, we're going to take you to the work camp. So don't you do it. Stop being selfish trying to get bread for Pete's sake. You are you.
That's
why it's funny. That's why it's so funny, is because that's what's really happening. It's crazy. It wouldn't be funny if it wasn't happening. That'd be just crazy. But it's happening.
Yeah, okay, so they're keeping people away so that they don't get the mule. They're keeping them locked up in the skyscrapers.
They have it. No, not all of them. Just 28 million of them in Shanghai. Just 28 million in Shanghai. That's all. It's not many. It's some.
Why? Is the Chinese Communist Party government trying to keep part of the population alive? Is that why they're doing
it? No, they're trying to keep it from killing everybody. You know, we did make some reference about a lot of people dying. Remember? A lot of people going to die, that thing. Well, they're trying to slow that down, slow the roll, so it doesn't look like it came once again from them. They'd much rather let it be from Ukraine. But let's wait and see what the fifth looks like. See what 5/5/2020, the fifth. The 5th of next month, 5/5/2022. Let's see what that looks like. You might have a different conversation then, maybe. We'll have to see, though. You never know. It's up to Dr. Dean.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying there are a lot of people infected in Shanghai, or it's so congested it could spread real fast, and that's why they're keeping them isolated?
No, they're all eat up with it, and they're trying to keep them contained so that they don't give it to everybody in China. Because China's not a superpower, all of them are dead.
China's not a superpower, all over dead. What's that mean?
If all of the China, the Chi-Coms are dead, they're not a superpower if everybody dies.
Oh, okay. So these people, they've got the virus, they're locked up. Are they feeling anything from the BA2T? BAT2? Are they feeling?
They collect the bodies. Yeah, they collect the bodies. Yes, they are. And they collect the bodies. They got little baggy things that they give to everybody. And when they die, they put them in the bag, you steam them up, put them outside, and they come by and pick them up ever so often.
So
not like every day.
Right. But there are a lot of people dying in Shanghai in these buildings, and the ones not dying or screaming, but they're going to die. And there's no talk about that. Nobody has any evidence of the statistics of death, other than the government knows what's going on.
Especially, I don't even know if they tell them. Why would they tell them? So,
Well, whoever knows. The scientists and Democrats in charge.
Somebody knows. Right. Somebody knows because somebody had to say, stop, oh my God, close this off, shut it all down, quarantine, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Somebody had to notice that to be able to say it. So that's all happened. No big deal. So big whoop. Now, that's huge news. 5 years ago, that would have been the news of the millennia. But instead, that's like no big deal. Ah, hell yeah, they died. Okay, whatever. Goddamn. It's always the bullshit. You know, whatever. Okay.
Next question. You're saying that Maui, Hawaii, is up at the 33rd parallel already. How do we move up there so fast?
I haven't noticed it. The ley lines are changing.
So the Earth is not round or flat. It can be shifted. It's not a visual linear movement.
It's plasma, Bob.
Well, it's shifting. It's a kaleidoscope. And so all of a sudden we're on the 30th parallel.
It's plasma. It's plasma. Right.
And what's it mean to
And then you're trusting. It's not morphed into anything. It's gaseous. It's not constant. It's like a chili fart. It's fleeting.
Okay, so the Hawaiian islands are floating around like gas. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Why do they stop? Because
that's where you need to be, goddammit. You need to be in the Yellow
Continent. Okay, what stops them from floating around in the plasma at the 33rd parallel?
You aren't stopped. You're still moving. You're going to go. You'll be connected to Alaska.
It'll be cold here.
Which is what we said originally. But no, because if you look at the maps, the way they got the maps drawn out now, and if the equator is halfway on the map, then the equator would be going through Iowa right now, wouldn't it? So it'd be nice and toasty warm.
Well, in other words, you can't use normal frozen 3D coordinates to understand how the plasma moves.
Correct.
You can't visualize it actually.
Good for you. Good for you.
You get that?
You're so bright.
Get that, Carol?
You're so bright.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Now, this many things that Ian said is coming that hasn't happened yet. I would say La Paloma hasn't happened. The truckers' convoy.
It is happening. It's happened. It did happen. It just hasn't caused the tidal wave yet. That's been held back. We're going to get everybody that needs to be in New York before those boroughs go.
You're going to get everybody in New York so they can get killed.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, because they've been left. They left during COVID. You have to get them back.
Correct. And now their crime is so bad they can't get back. And it's like even the damn mafiosos starving to death. They can't even get a slice, Bob. They can't even get a slice in New York City. It's crazy.
Okay, so if that stalled, how long will that be stalled? What will break that up?
It's already broke up. The new distraction. You got to have a new York. The 13 news. You got to have a new distraction. right now it's all Ukraine, and then it's leaving, waxing all Ukraine. That's going to do something. So don't worry. When that gets worked out after the 5th, then there'll be a new destruction. Okay? And then you got to hurry up, because then you got Title 42 for the last push. If everybody that's going to get to the Yarmulke continent in time, you give one last chance. And you said, whosoever will. By God, whosoever met them Nicaraguans.